With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump continues to battle, and his legal team says an appeal will be coming up once a sentence has been handed down. Trump attorney Todd Blanche tells the Salem Radio Network that Mr. Trump is committed to winning and once again leading America.
I stood that, you know, watching him, and it becomes obvious to know why he was such a great president and why he'll be a great president again, because he's going to wake up very early in the morning and go to bed after most of us are asleep. And he's doing that to, you know, to help the country. And that's what he did during this trial, too.
Also at SRNnews.com, well, the former president's legal and political calendars will continue to clash following his conviction. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
For months now, the former president has juggled campaign events and court appearances, and that trend will continue in the months ahead. On June 27th, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face off in a presidential debate in Atlanta. Exactly 2 weeks later, Trump will be back here in Manhattan for his sentencing on July 11th. That's 4 days before the start of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where Trump is expected to officially become the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, New York.
Well, the popular Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa, one of Iceland's biggest attractions in the country's southwest, has reopened after authorities say that a nearby volcano had stabilized that after erupting 4 days earlier, and that in itself had drawn hundreds of tourists to the area. That eruption Wednesday was the fifth and most powerful since the volcanic system reawakened in December. This is SRN News. Well, Seattle Public Schools promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they will send thousands of school kids to the Museum of Jewish Heritage. That's located in Manhattan. Some 85,000 kids, most of them middle schoolers, will take the field trips in hopes of building tolerance for Jews in the next generation. This is SRN News. Well, Vermont is the first state with a law requiring fossil fuel companies to pay a share of the damage caused by so-called climate change. Here's Ron DeRockster with that story.
Republican Governor Phil Scott allowed the bill to become law without his signature late Thursday after the state suffered catastrophic summer flooding and damage from other extreme weather. Scott wrote in his message to lawmakers that taking on big oil should not be taken lightly and that he's concerned about the costs and the outcomes of the small state doing that alone. Maryland, Massachusetts, and New York also considering similar measures. Ron DeRockster reporting.
And police say a monster truck performance in Maine has turned sour. That after the vehicle clipped an aerial power line and toppled several utility poles. Two people were injured and have now been hospitalized. More details at SRNnews.com.